Checking. We are interviewing Dr. Harvey Neininger in Sedona, Arizona, on the third day of February, 1978.
More in my case than it would be otherwise is the fact that I grew up in a most backward community. I don't know whether you've ever been down around Paradise Prairie in Oklahoma or not.
No, as a matter of fact, I'd be glad for you to explore that since you've opened the subject. Why don't you bring us up to date a little on your background and we'll bring that all into the picture.
Well, we moved from Missouri to what is now the Coyle, Oklahoma area, and there isn't anything more conspicuous, I think, than Coyle to mention, and it is merely a tiny little village consisting of a couple of cotton gins and some stores and filling stations and so forth. When we went there, of course, it was still Indian territory. It was not a state. It became a state in 1907, but we moved there in 1899. At the turn of the century, actually arriving just before January 1st. And my folks moved most of their belongings by a covered wagon, joining a small wagon train that went from Warrensburg, Missouri, to various points in Oklahoma, including what we knew as Paradise Prairie. And Paradise Prairie was merely the name of the church, the Brethren was there. There was a post office, that is called Clarkston. It no longer exists. But it was about 4.5 miles from Coyle. And at that time, the river had to be forded, the Cimarron River. This was a hazardous thing times of any high water at all, because it was noted for quicksand, and I well remember the one time that we got stuck in trying to cross the river and had to take the wagon apart, float out various pieces, help the horses to get out so they didn't drown. It was quite an experience. But during the time we were there, my father was engaged to supply piling for a bridge, and we cut those piling on our own farm and hauled them 4.5 miles. We got $1.50 for each one.
What kind of?
About 12, 14 inches at the base, and 10 to 12 inches at the top. They were supposed to be 18.5 feet long. I don't remember how much time we spent, but I know it was a lot. In those days, you see, there were no chain saws. There was a hand saw that of it, another on the other end.
Very familiar with that.
You know all about it.
I grew up on a half. Just live on half again.
Well, that's what we had to use. And I never realized how temporary that thing was. The last time I was through there, about 30 years ago, the old bridge was long gone. There were a lot of pilots there. Hasn't been really up seriously. flood stage for several years now. Consequently, there are buildings in places that can possibly survive, but they don't believe that we should help them. They believe anything to say because they didn't come for 4 or 5 years and have it all. This doesn't come up. But I've seen it where called safe ground to build on. Thought of that there too. And it isn't just water, it's rushing.